This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I was the number one in the world, but I didn't feel it. I didn't feel like the best player on the earth because there were a lot of things in my golf that they were not good enough.
Martin Kaymer took the golfing world by storm about 10 years ago when he surged to the top of the world rankings in his first few years on the pro tour and then endured a dramatic slump in form just a year later. He shares with us the big calls that led to his roller coaster career in the sport and how he's plotting his comeback this year and hungers for gold at the Olympics. The comeback kid, Martin Kaymer, is on Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, thank you for joining us on Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. I'm Audrey Raj, and Angeline Tay is in the studios with me this morning as we usher in the Mother's Day weekend with a boy I think all our moms would like us to bring home, Martin Kaymer.
I don't know about that, Audrey, but I get what you mean. Martin Kaymer is all business and has been all business since he turned pro at the age of 20, some 10 years ago.
The first time I came here, I was very shy. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know the people. I didn't know the language, really. And my only chance to become good in golf is to come here.
That leap of faith has paid off for Kaymer, who became the first German-born player since his idol, two-time Masters champion Bernhard Langer, to win a major championship.
For me, I was never in that spotlight before. I was always under the radar, and all of a sudden, bam, there you are.
Martin Kaymer comes from what you could call a golfing family. His father was a lot like Tiger Woods' father, teaching both his boys to play golf and preparing them for tournament play in their early years.
Kaymer took up golf at the age of 10 and started competing in regional events in Germany and eventually around Europe. He turned pro 10 years later in 2005 and won his first professional tournament, the Friedberg Classic, in 2006.
Kaymer did so well in his first year as a pro golfer, he was named the Player of the Year by the German PGA. He was back then already being hailed as the best golfer to come out of Germany after one of his idols, Bernhard Langer, who now actually mentors the German golfer.
Kaymer was in town recently for the Maybank Championship Malaysia 2016 when Audrey caught up with him to clear up once and for all if Bernhard Langer was ever his idol, as frequently reported in German media.
My name is Martin Kaymer. I'm from Germany. I'm European tour player or golf professional. And I'm 31 years old.
How are you doing so far?
Good. I mean, it's obviously it's warm here, but as long as you drink and sleep, it's fine.
Martin, you come from a golfing family. I read that your dad was a really tough coach on you and your brother Philip. What kind of training are we talking about back when you were younger?
Well, tough. I think just a normal father. Very fair. Strict, but very fair. Well, just simple. Yeah, some simple games that we... couple of days we couldn't use tees on the golf course. We had to hit the driver from the deck. We didn't play from the ladies tees when we were 12 13 14, even though that was our regular tee box for tournaments. But then when we played a regular tournament, makes the golf course feel a lot easier when you have been playing from the men's tee the weeks before. Just a few games like that.
And I hear your golfing idol when you were younger is now your mentor. What is that like?
Well, it's not really my idol. I think, you know, I have a lot of respect for what he does, but I think we are a little bit different kind of people. You know, my role model was always Ernie Els. Mm. Because of his swing, the way he's walking, playing golf, the whole thing, you know, is very, very relaxed and chilled. With Bernhard, is an immense... there's a lot of respect for what he did, you know, winning the Masters, being the Ryder Cup captain, and still being so successful. And once in a while I have the pleasure to play with him, you know, the practice rounds in Augusta or practice rounds at the British Opens. So I would say, you know, it wouldn't be fair to Ernie. I would say both guys, they were idols for me when I was younger.
Have you had the chance to play with the Big Easy?
Yeah, I played with him a few times. Actually, my second or third European Tour tournament as an amateur that I played in Germany. I was in one group with Ernie, and there was, you know, I was only 19 or 20 years old, and it was a huge day for me.
Martin Keimer enjoyed a meteoric rise to fame as soon as he turned pro. He played full-time on the European Pro Development Tour for about 6 months and picked up 5 victories from the 14 tournaments he contested in. Keimer also won the Order of Merit on the EPD Tour that year and earned a European Tour card the year after in 2007.
In his first season on the European Tour, Keimer finished as the highest-ranked rookie on the Order of Merit. His performance in 2007 also took him into the top 100 of the official world golf rankings. By the end of that year, he had moved into the top 75, overtaking Bernhard Langer to become the highest-ranked German golfer.
But people started to sit up and take notice of Keimer a couple of years later in 2010. He beat Ian Poulter by one shot at the Abu Dhabi Golf Championship in January, and by August that year had claimed his first major title at the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits.
Keimer became a household name overnight as a 25-year-old during the 2010 PGA Championship.
Going to the last round, because I was 6 shots behind, and for me it was just to make the Ryder Cup team. I was not thinking about winning the PGA Championship.
His final round 70 at Whistling Straits was good enough to force a playoff with Bubba Watson.
Felt like the whole United States of America against me.
Then Keimer outdueled Watson in the 3-hole playoff to secure the Wanamaker Trophy.
Martin Keimer takes the PGA Championship.
I was a little bit in shock what happened there, because you don't really expect yourself when you're 25 years old, 3 years on tour, to win a major.
I'm very impressed with Martin Keimer. I think he's got great qualities, great intangibles. I love his concentration. I love his dedication. I love his quiet, you know, toughness.
Winning the PGA Championship was not a fluke, not at all. He's legit.
Keimer made the Ryder Cup team that year and was victorious with Team Europe. A week later, he won the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship at St. Andrews, which took him to a career high of 3rd in the world golf rankings.
In 2011, he displaced Tiger Woods as world number 2 and later went on to overtake Lee Westwood as number 1 golfer in the world, making him only the 2nd German, after Bernhard Langer, to be the top-ranked golfer in the world.
Do you remember the day you moved to the top of the world rankings?
The exact day?
The exact day.
No, I can't tell you the date. I can tell you it was the Monday after the World Golf Accenture match play in Phoenix. But I don't know, it was sometime in February, maybe middle of February, I would guess.
How did that feel, you know, waking up and knowing you're world number one?
Well, the answer will probably take 10 minutes. I take the positive answer, that it was a very... it was a satisfying feeling. I didn't really know at that time how I got there. It was more of a surprise for myself. But it didn't feel different. It didn't really felt like that I finished the journey or anything. It was just, it was a crazy thought that, you know, in anything, whatever you do, if you're a reporter, if you're a football player, whatever, there's no one else better than you in the entire world. So it's a very crazy feeling.
Keimer, however, wasn't happy with his game, even at number one. He decided to undergo a swing change.
That's somebody who's identifying, I'm good, I've won a major championship, but I want to win more. What are my weaknesses? How do I get better? Martin Keimer, he's not going to be content with the level of success that he's achieved. He's going to want more.
I knew I could become better. I was the number one in the world, but I didn't feel like it because there were a lot of things in my golf that were not good enough. So I just wanted to see how far can I go, how good can I become.
Changing his swing, however, was a mistake. It forced Keimer to have a relatively inconsistent 2011 and 2012 when he fell to 32nd in the world rankings.
So that slump in form in 2012, how did you keep yourself motivated? What did you have to repeat to yourself and how did you keep a healthy mental state at that point?
I think it has a lot to do with passion and love for the sport. And obviously when you're the number one in the world or big things happen to you in your career, then you have to learn quickly. You have to adjust quickly to the situation. And the difficult part is that you can't do it in your own time. You have to go with time schedule that others give you. And that's the tricky part.
In 2014, however, Keimer was back with a vengeance. He earned a hard-fought win at the Players' Championship in Florida to re-enter the top 50 in the world golf rankings, jumping 33 spots to 28th place.
Keimer then went on to win his second major, the US Open at Pinehurst.
Martin Keimer
8 under par, 5-shot lead. And on the third hole,
they moved the tee up, and the players had a chance to try to drive the ball on this green.
Which you did not love.
No, but he hit it. It fit his eye perfectly. A big, high cut. Not only did he knock it on the green, he carried it on the green and was able to keep it on the green. Easy two-putt birdie. What a great way to get your day started.
And now he's up by 7, then 14. Ho-hum. Here's another one. The guy was a putting fiend.
He made so many putts, but look at that expression. This is a point in time that most of us, you're 7 or 8 ahead, you start holding them like that, you start laughing. He was still focused and really geared in.
He allowed the applause of the galleries to wash over him on 18, and then one more time for good measure, he can bury another putt. And it was a wire-to-wire victory. Never in doubt. The wee man there with an embrace and another look down the line. That's sort of become a familiar and iconic look here at Pinehurst. The massive gallery. There was no drama at all on this Sunday. All that remained was how many will you win by? And for Keimer, he holds the par putt. It's the second major. It follows the players. He won on Mother's Day. He won on Father's Day. We thought at the beginning of the week that a red number would be good, and 1 under par was great.
Now tell us about your major wins. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I won them both in very, very different ways. You know, one's the first one, the PGA Championship in the playoff, and then the US Open with a 8-shot lead, so they're very difficult to compare. But both, they felt very unique and very difficult to win. A playoff is always like it's a 50-50 chance. When you lead by 6 shots going to the final round, you know, to keep playing that well and trying even to extend the lead is very tough. So both ways was very difficult to win.
The US Open win helped Keimer gain exempt status on the PGA Tour through 2019.
So the European Tour and the PGA Tour, what do you think were the biggest challenges playing on these tours, and were they difficult to adapt to?
Well, being in America, obviously, it's difficult, you know. When you are a European, it's difficult to be in America and the other way around because it's a completely different culture. Also, when you go to Asia, you need to adjust a little bit. You need to get to know, or you need to be very aware of your feelings in those different countries, how it feels to you, what is nice, what doesn't feel that good. So you need to be very aware of that. And then after a while, when you do it over and over again, you create your own little plan or strategy how to handle those tournaments, and then when success comes, I think it gets a little bit easier, everything.
Mid last year, however, Keimer began to struggle again. In August, he failed to qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs and lost his PGA Tour status for the 2015-2016 season. He only played in 13 events, 2 less than the required minimum for PGA Tour membership.
Well, Ryan, Martin Keimer's start here at the Wyndham Championship this week was his 13th on the PGA Tour this season. Now, according to PGA Tour rules, a player must play a minimum of 15 PGA Tour events to be eligible for membership the following season. Well, since Martin Keimer did not qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs, his season is over and he is no longer a member for next season. Now, according to the rules, Keimer can still get a maximum of 12 starts on the PGA Tour next season. However, points, FedEx Cup points, and money will not be official. Those points and money can be official if he wins. And if he does win, he's automatically a member and he is qualified for the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Martin Keimer is currently ranked 59th in the world golf rankings, but has definitely made an impact not only on both the European and PGA tours, but in the international scene with Team Europe in the Ryder Cup.
I know about the US Open and your other major win, but for me, what I remember most about you is that 2012 Ryder Cup putt on the 18th. How did that feel, winning it for your team?
Well, again, that's an answer will take a few minutes, but I tried to cut it short. It's, you know, for an hour and a half or so, you are under immense pressure, and a pressure that you can't really prepare for. You can prepare it only very, very slightly, but when it comes down to that last 2-3 holes, it's very difficult to put into words how much pressure you go through and what kind of feelings you have. So. It's difficult to perform, but on the other hand, It's one of the greatest feelings because it's so unique. And I think you learn a lot about yourself when you're in those extreme stress situations.
And just before we go, what can we expect from you this year, Martin?
Well, hopefully gold medal. That's the most important thing.
Keimer's, of course, talking about the Olympic gold medal. He sure is, Angie. Several prominent golfing names have pulled out of the Olympic Games this August, some due to fears over the Zika outbreak in Brazil, others due to, well, like scheduling issues. These include Adam Scott, Charles Schwartzel, Vijay Singh and Louis Oosthuizen. Keimer, however, is unfazed and rearing to go.
Golf returns to the Olympic Games this year for the first time since 1904. Mm. So if Keimer bags the gold for Germany, he'll once again find himself in the record books and back in the limelight.
There isn't any other job like this. If you want to become good or one of the best, then you need a plan and you need to follow the plan and you need to stick to it. And obviously you need to sacrifice a few things here and there, but it's worth it. It's very worth it.
We've been speaking with German professional golfer Martin Keimer. If you'd like to hear more from your favorite golfing heroes like Ernie Els, Jeev Milka Singh, or even local golfing sensations like Danny Chia, check out our podcast at bfm.my/barnone.
And that wraps up Bar None for this week. From Angeline Tay and me, Audrey Raj, we wish you a lovely Mother's Day weekend and a sporty week ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.